Welcome to Animal Concerns of Texas, ACT Radio. I'm Greg Lawson.
And I'm Tom Linney.
Here on ACT, we talk about how we humans relate to other animals.
We talk about how we use them for food, clothing, and entertainment, and how there are humane alternatives to these practices.
We also talk about why a plant-based diet is the best thing one can do for the environment.
So if you're concerned about your health, if you're concerned about the way animals are treated, if you're concerned about the environment, stay with us for Animal Concerns of Texas.
Coming up on today's show, we feature a conversation with Ray Sikora. Ray is the co-founder of the Institute for Humane Education. That's coming up a little later on the program. First, we have some news.
Americans are paying more attention to food labels, but that doesn't mean that current government regulations adequately ensure that those labels mean what consumers expect them to. However, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, has the opportunity to take significant strides towards protecting consumers from unscrupulous producers of meat and poultry products who sell their factory-farmed meat with misleading natural labels. The Center for Biological Diversity and the Animal Legal Defense Fund jointly submitted comments to the FDA regarding the use of the term natural in labeling human food products, recommending that the term be defined in a way that aligns with what consumers reasonably believe natural to mean when it comes to the care and raising of farmed animals. The FDA needs to prohibit the use of natural on meat and poultry product labels when those products come from animals raised in ways that were anything but natural, being fed subtherapeutic doses of antibiotics or other veterinary drugs, injected with growth hormones, or confined without outdoor access in spaces that prevent the animals from performing natural behaviors. The comments also point out that many of the meat and poultry products labeled as natural actually come from concentrated animal feeding operations, also known as factory farms, which have devastating impacts on the local environment from air and water pollution. Factory farms are also leading contributors to climate change. In short, nothing about many of the meat and poultry products with attractive labels and brand names using the term natural is natural at all. Preventing products that come from animals raised in these conditions from being sold with a natural label would not only protect consumers from deception, but will also likely result in important public benefits. Companies wanting to capitalize on consumer demand for natural products will be discouraged from overusing antibiotics, which in turn will slow the growth of antibiotic-resistant pathogens. Companies will also have to raise animals in conditions that really are more natural, such as allowing them to meaningful access to the outdoors. By the same token, if meat and poultry producers wanting to use a natural label are required to back up that claim, it will level the playing field for small family farms that are truly trying to do the right thing. With the growing number of conscious consumers, it's extremely important that labeling terms be clearly defined. A natural label sells products, and it's the FDA's duty to protect consumers from this kind of misleading food label.
Animal rights advocates were happy last month when SeaWorld made a surprising policy reversal and agreed to end the breeding program for its captive killer whales. Animal rights groups have continued to press for even bigger changes at the company's parks, including the release of SeaWorld's 29 orcas to seaside sanctuaries and the end of breeding programs for all other captive animals. The Humane Society of the United States had met with SeaWorld executives to negotiate the end of the breeding program, and the HSUS continues to pressure for more changes. This is the beginning of discussions with SeaWorld, not the end, said Wayne Pacelli, chief executive of the Humane Society, who wants to end the breeding of dolphins and other captive animals. The troubles for SeaWorld began in 2013 with the release of the film Blackfish, which accused the company of neglecting and abusing its killer whales. The film ran numerous times on CNN and put the park squarely in the sights of animal activists. At first, SeaWorld tried to repair its tarnished image with a series of PR commercials in which actors playing trainers said how much they loved their whales. Then SeaWorld announced plans to replace its theatrical orca shows with exhibits that highlight the whales' natural behaviors. The company also introduced a $100 million plan to dramatically expand the habitat for the orcas in San Diego, but later canceled the expansion plan. State and federal lawmakers jumped into the SeaWorld controversy and proposed legislation to put an end to the whale breeding program. The California Coastal Commission approved the plans for a larger habitat in the San Diego park, but only on the condition that the park stop breeding orcas. After meeting privately with Wayne Pacelli of the Humane Society, SeaWorld announced in March an end to the orca breeding program, saying the current whales will be the last generation in captivity. And it was at that time that SeaWorld also canceled its $100 million expansion plan. The controversy has led to a sharp decline in SeaWorld's attendance and stock price. And so far, all the moves by SeaWorld to end its orca breeding program and improve conditions haven't resulted in a rebound on Wall Street. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals has continued to lead protests in front of the parks. The group has called on SeaWorld to use the $100 million it set aside for the expansion project to build seaside sanctuaries that can house the orcas. And once SeaWorld has released all of its killer whales to the ocean pens, the animal rights group says it wants SeaWorld to do the same for its captive dolphins, beluga whales, and walruses. SeaWorld has begun work on protecting endangered animals, teaming up with the Humane Society to buy ads in several major newspapers calling for the end of commercial whaling. But Wayne Pacelli of the Humane Society said that that won't stop the Humane Society from pushing for the end of breeding of all captive animals. Stay with us. Coming up next, we feature a conversation with Ray Sikora, the co-founder of the Institute for Humane Education and co-founder, co-director of Plant Peace Daily and co-founder of Veg Fund, a group which gives grants to vegetarian organizations. Ray has recently been inducted into the North American Vegetarian Society's Hall of Fame. Stay with us. Ray Sikora is next on ACT Radio.